Fracking has become a big issue in the final days of the presidential race. Yesterday, President Trump was in Pennsylvania, where a fracking boom began a decade ago. He called it an issue of existential importance to the state. He also pointed to Joe Biden's comments in last week's debate, when Biden said he would, quote, transition from the oil industry.
That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other.
And Biden pushed back yesterday.
Let me make it clear. I'm not shutting down oil fields. I'm not eliminating fracking.
Bloomberg News energy and environment reporter Ari Natter joins us now. And Ari, do you think Biden has bungled up his message on this issue in the final days of the campaign?
Maybe a little. It was kind of a surprising admission to hear him say he would transition out the oil industry, which of course is kind of implied in his climate plan, which calls for net zero emissions by 2050. And then you kind of saw the campaign try to walk that back just a little following that, with him saying, you know, he was actually referring to transitioning out oil subsidies for the industry.
So to be clear, Biden's position is that he wants to transition away from the oil industry by 2050. That would be to renewable energy sources. And he wants to ban fracking on federal lands. Let's spend a moment there. How much fracking actually occurs on federal lands, and what state would be most affected?
Right. Well, that's interesting because not much actually occurs on federal lands. Something like 90% of the wells are on private land, which the government can't regulate without an act of Congress. New Mexico, you know, has actually a lot of fracking that occurs on federal land. I think something like 90% of the state's Permian production occurs on federal land. We've seen oil and gas companies kind of racing, you know, to obtain permits and leases, you know, ahead of a potential Biden presidency. And also we've seen you know, some of the Democratic lawmakers from that state who are locked into tight races distance themselves from Biden's remarks on the oil and gas industry, saying they support it.
And what about in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, where this is really seems to be a pretty key issue? At least the president is trying to make it a big issue. I understand that very, very little fracking happens on public land.
Right, that's right. And this is definitely a politically important issue in those key states. And what he's doing there is kind of, you know, a political messaging where he can make it seem like he's doing something on fracking, which is reviled by environmental groups and the left wing of the party, while actually, you know, keeping it going.
Well, so do you think that Biden's position on energy and fracking makes him vulnerable there? Or can people sort of understand that actually his policies might not make that much of an immediate impact on those states?
Right. Well, I think Biden's made it clear, or at least tried to, that he actually wouldn't transition out fracking, you know, nationwide. He said that repeatedly. And, you know, I think his remarks in the debate last week, you know, kind of came late in the game. I think a lot of people are kind of entrenched in their positions, and 65 million or so have already voted. You know, I really think the Trump campaign was trying to, or at least hoping that this would be like, you know, the 2016 remark where Hillary Clinton said she would put the coal industry out of business, which, of course, she later said was one of her biggest gaffes. I think Biden seems pretty safe at this point. You also have to factor in the fact that, you know, more and more voters, including Republicans, you know, want action on climate change.
Yeah. And let's talk about how he would do this if he were to become president. Would it be easy to enact a ban or a freeze as Obama did with coal leases?
There's a couple of avenues he could do it. I mean, he could just halt permitting or write drilling plans that, you know, don't call for any new drilling. But, of course, he'd have to go through a regulatory process that could be challenged in law and very likely will be. So he could do it, but it's going to be a little bit tricky, I think.
When Biden says that he wants to end subsidies for oil, what does that mean? I mean, what can you tell us about how widespread those subsidies are?
Right. So the oil industry does get, you know, billions of dollars of subsidies. I've seen estimates as high as, you know, $20 billion a year. But those are kind of baked into the tax code and are special deductions and accounting methods that, you know, aren't really very high profile as compared to, you know, the wind and solar tax credits, which have to be renewed every so often, you know, throwing them into the limelight. So, you know, the oil industry does get subsidies, but they're not really made a big deal of.
What has President Trump said his plans are for fracking?
You know, he definitely supports it. I mean, he's really campaigned on energy independence and this boom in domestic production. that actually began before his presidency, but, you know, thanks in large part to fracking, which has allowed, you know, the country to tap into, you know, shale formations that were previously thought impossible. I mean, Trump's position on climate has been kind of generally calling for clean air and water while, you know, touting the fact, you know, he's reducing regulations and helping business.
Yeah. That's Ari Natter, Bloomberg News energy and environment reporter. Ari, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.